ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम। सो यू शुड नॉट फॉरगेट वी आर डूइंग दि सेकंड चैप्टर ऑफ पंचदशी महाभूत विवेक और पंचभूत विवेक हाउ एलिमेंट्स आर एंड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ एलिमेंटल्स एंड एलिमेंट्स एंड एलिमेंटल्स बीइंग बेसिकली इनर्ट द मैटर दे कैन नॉट एंजॉय एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ देयर ओन देयरफॉर फॉर देम to have the status of being existent, enjoy existence, there must be a conscious being. And that's what we need to arrive at. Therefore, this here Mahabhuta Viveka is being done here. And we have covered up to the 16th verse last class. And the new word you learnt in this is the word aksham. Aksham, akshi means only eye sense organ. Aksham means any sense organ that I have taught last class. Now we are going to read the continue the with the once you keep on, let us read and then it'll be on one place. I stop and then unfold also. We saw how what three gunas are. Sattva gunaha, Rajo Gunaha and Tamo Gunaha are the names, just the names. You cannot go and search for Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha in the physical form, in a gross form. They are three different names given to the expressions of three powers of the threefold manifestations of powers of the reality. So the only power of reality known by the word Maya expresses itself in threefold forms, and the expressions of the threefold powers, three forms of the powers are given three different names: Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha and Tamo Gunaha. And how do we see them in the form of, how does it express itself? What is Sattva Gunaha? How does Sattva Guna express itself? How does Rajo Guna is? So we have to understand the predominance of Gunaha in terms of the expressions. Like Tamo Gunaha, how do you express? The first class, I'm talking about Tamo Guna. Tamasaihi na ubhayam. Na ubhayam means what? People are neither active, they are not involved in the pursuit of knowing anything, or they are involved in the physical activities also. Then they are tamasaihi ubhayam. They do not do anything. Therefore, what happens? The whole life is spent in vain. Ayuhu vritha kshapanam bhavet. Kshapanam bhavet means the kshapanam means the spending of the lifespan becomes what? In vain. Kshapanam means spending. Kaital. So the whole life becomes now wasted. And now அத்ர அகம் பிரத்யயி இஸ் வாட் வி ஸ்டாப்ட் ஐ திங்க் லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். அகம் பிரத்யயி கர்த்தா இதி ஏவம் லோகே விவஸ்திதி. ஹியர் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் தி அகம் பிரத்யயி. அகம் பிரத்யயா மீன்ஸ் ஐ காக்னிஷன், செல்ஃப் காக்னிஷன், தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப் இஸ் இன்னோ அகம். ஐ இஸ் தி வாட் இஸ் ஐ? அகம் பிரத்யயா மீன்ஸ் அகம் பிரத்யயா. அகம் பிரத்யயா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அகம் பிரத்யயி. சி பிரத்யயா ஹியர் இஸ் தி காக்னிஷன் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அ தாட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரத்யயா. So cognition obtaining in the form of a thought is called pratyayaha. So when you say I, the first person singular pronoun I to refer to one's own self, to refer to yourself. When every individual uses this I to refer to one's own self as the first person singular pronoun I, that I is a word. A word is a term which is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of the thought is I, and which is a manifestation of knowledge. I is called aham pratyayaha. The word I, which is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought used by every individual to refer to one's own self, is what aham pratyayaha. And the one who is endowed with that aham pratyayaha is called aham pratyayi. நான் இருக்கிறேன் என்ற அறிவு அகம் பிரத்யயா. அறிவை உடையவன் பிரத்யயி. தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஐ எம் ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் ஓன் செல்ஃப் இன் டம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஐ, ஒன் ஹூ ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு ஒன் செல்ஃப், ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் காட் அகம் பிரத்யயி. And there, karta, I am the doer. So therefore, the one who has this knowledge of existence of one's own self, one who knows the existence of one's own self, and one who is able to refer to oneself using this pronoun I, is said to be the doer. கர்த்தா இதி லோகே வ்யவஸ்திதிஹி. வ்யவஸ்திதிஹி மீன்ஸ் அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட். தேர் இஸ் அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட் ஹியர். வாட் இஸ் தி வ்யவஸ்திதிஹி? வாட் அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் இன் திஸ் இன் ரெகுலர் யூசேஜ். வி ஆல் தி டைம் வி ஆர் டாக்கிங் அபௌட் தி டூவர் டூவர் டூவர். ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் டூவர்? The doer alone later becomes the enjoyer also. Who is the karta? Who can become the bhokta also? That karta is none other than the one who has this knowledge I am, and one who is capable of referring to one's own self with this pronoun I is called karta. The one who does not know, for example, let me tell you one thing. If one does not know the existence of one's own self, suppose if you have doubt, I don't know whether I am. Am I? The doubt you don't have here. And any other living being which does not have this notion, I am the doer, I am, does not have the knowledge, I am. So any other living being which does not have self-consciousness in terms of I, no dog says, I am coming. I am sitting. It's my food. I have to eat. Don't go. Go away. It may go and fight the other dog. Therefore, when the food is shared, but it doesn't know. There's no eye sense on the part of the dog or any other animal. Therefore, animal doesn't have, is free from the doership also. I only protect the house the whole night, keeping awake, barking at this. No dog says that. You know why? Because no, there's no doership on the part of any animal. Doership is on the part of only human being. Karta iti vyavasthitihi. Aham karta iti vyavasthitihi. I am the doer, I am the performer, I am the knower, I am the enjoyer. That doership and enjoyership is there only on the part of a human being. No other animal has doership. No animal has enjoyership also. Therefore, animals, no punya papa. No punyam, no papam, no right and wrong, no will. It programmed to do actions. It fulfills its, no, instincts are there. Hunger is there. Thirst is there. It will go and eat. It will drink. There is an instinct for sex. It has sex and then it reproduces. It's auspicious and grows big and dies. Animal's life is over with that. Whereas the human being has the special knowledge of existence of the self, which is expressed, the knowledge of the existence of the self, which obtaining him a thought and which expresses is what? I, and which is used to every individual to refer to one's own self. And one who has this knowledge is called Aham Pratyayi. This Aham Pratyayi is said to be the doer also, said to be endowed with the doership also. If there is no I sense, there cannot be doership. There cannot be enjoyership. I sense is not there. Therefore, identity is not possible. The dog cannot mistake its body for the self. Why? The dog doesn't even know it exists. Dog exists, but not knowing its own existence. Therefore, this dog doesn't refer to itself, I am the dog. No. Therefore, there's no doership. Therefore, there's no enjoyership. There's no the punya papam only. Being born a dog or any animal only exhausts the some papam. Living an animal life finished. And there's no new accumulation of punya papams on the part of the any animal. Okay. Now you know who is the doer? Doer. One who has this identity alone can be the doer, performer. One who identifies oneself with the physical body's activities, one who is able to identify one's own self with the mental functions or all other functions of the all other instruments, then he is said to be the doer enjoyer. And for identity, for one to have an identity, first of all, one must have the knowledge of the self in terms of I, non. That must be there. I am must be there. That's what he says here. Therefore, it's made very clear. See, subtle and very slow development. Not already it's very clear. Who is Karta? Body has no Kartru Buddhi. Okay, I am the doer. That notion is not there and the part of the body. Who is the doer? If you ask, you can't say the body is, no? Body doesn't have the doership. Body is involved in activities, but body does not have the doership. I am the doer, that notion is not there in the part of the do, mind, body. It's also not part of anything else. Therefore, if you ask, who is this doer then? I am Karta, I am the doer. Who is this doer then? A, the doer is not the body, doer is not the mind, doer is not the sense organs. The doer is the one who is endowed, endowed with the knowledge I am. Spashta shabdadi yukteshu bhautikatvamati sphutam bhautikatvamati Tvamatisphutam Akshadavapi Tachastra Yuktibhyam Avadharyatam अक्षादावपि तच्छास्त्र युक्तिभ्यामवधार्यताम् स्पष्टशब्दादियुक्तेषु भौतिकत्वमतिस्फुटम् अक्षादावपि तच्छास्त्र युक्तिभ्यामवधार्यताम् Now he is saying in this verse, now bhautikam means elemental, bhuta means element, anything pertaining to bhuta element is called bhautika. That's why physics is called bhautika shastram. The very word Sanskrit name tells what? Physics deals with only elementals, nothing to do with the truth beyond the elements. So how far can you go within the realm of physics? Only any subtlest and subtlest and subtlest and subtlest facts you discover, all the facts subtlest facts discovered within the realm of the physics is only within the realm of matter. Therefore, it cannot liberate you from bondage. It can contribute for making the life more comfortable. Isn't it? We can add on, but not the moksha. Anyway, what I want to say here, so bhuta, bhutam means element. Bhutani, elements. And bhautikam, elemental. Bhautikani, elementals. Now he says, shabdadi yukteshu. See, there are objects. Objects of knowledge. And those objects of knowledge ended with what? All these five different things. Sound, form, touch, taste, etc. Therefore, spashta means very, very clearly, vividly perceptible, gross objects. There, shabdaadi, the sound, shabdaadi means what now? Sound, etc. Etc. means sound, taste, touch, form, etc. All the five different objects. They're all what? They all have bhautikatvam. Bhautikatvam means they're all elementals. All the objects perceptible through the sense organs, which are gross forms, they're spashta, no doubt, very clearly perceived. Perceived means what? Very clear. It's not something very, very clearly perceived objects. Wherein how you also make out the sound, form, color, taste, such, etc. All of them have what? All of them are elementals in nature. We're all elementals. So all the objects, sound, form, color, taste, touch, all of them are elementals. Therefore, they're all of the nature of inertness. Then, not only that, akshadau api. Akshadau means what now? Aksha means sense power. And aksha adau means, and they're also not only the externally perceptible gross objects which are elementals, also the internally recognizable but imperceptible, you know, subtle aspects, subtle objects are there. Object means don't think of only gross object. Object, the word object, when we hear, we think only of a gross thing, isn't it? Objects means object of knowledge, from which the object is distinct, different. The objects not only are external objects, they're also internally recognizable but imperceptible, subtle objects obtaining in the subtle things. For example, what are they? Aksha means sense powers, etc. Jnana, sense powers, etc. means what? Jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, pranaha. Is it? All your thoughts, emotions, cognitions, perceptions, all. The entire, all the 16 aspects which constitute the subtle body. Or 19 aspects constitute subtle body. It is a different way of teaching. A not only the externally perceived, explicitly understood, explicitly perceptible objects, the gross objects are elementals, therefore they are of the nature of inertness, but also the other objects which are not perceptible, explicitly perceptible, but still recognizable internally, they are also what? They are also bhautikani, they are also elementals. Which means, jnana indriyani are elementals, karma indriyani are elementals, pranas are elementals, mind also is, antakkanam also is elemental, buddhihi, manaha, chittam, ahankara, everything is elemental. Included ahankara also, okay? Elemental only. They're all elementals only. Therefore, he says, bhautikam, we say, elementals. And how do we understand that? Akshadau api. Akshadau api means also in the internally recognizable imperceptible, subtle factors which constitute a subtle body, they're also elementals in nature, elementals only. Therefore, they're also of the nature of inertness. How do we understand? Tat avadharyatam. It should be understood how? Shastra yuktibhyam. Use your own reasoning. Then, with the help of the Shastram also. First, Shastram teaches. Okay, then we understand from the Shastram about the sense powers. Indriyani, I tell you, the sense powers and all, no other, even science teaches you. All about the physical body, all about the gross form physics teaches. But subtle facts within the realm of the matter physics teaches. But about your own subtle powers, do they distinguish subtle powers from the eye? Subtle powers from the ears. No. The Golaka Indriya Bheda. Indriya Golaka differentiation is only in the Shastra very clearly. You know, Indriya Golaka Bheda only in the Shastra. If the doctors who are in the class, if you can give your views later on. But here, Indriya Golaka Bheda is what now? Only in Shastra. Then Karma Indriyani. Jnana Indriyani, all subtle powers of instruments of knowledge, instruments of activities, and instrument of knowledge, antahkaranam, the physiological functions, all of them, how do you understand? Through the help of the Shastram. Shastra Dwara, we understand. Then, what you understand through study of the Shastram, you also can reconfirm it, reinforce it. How? Through your own reasoning. When Shastram distinguishes the Indriyani, does it contradict your reasoning? No, it helps you see, isn't it? Therefore, Yukti means one's own reasoning. Shastra Yukti Bhyam Avadharyatam. So, it should be understood very clearly, doubtlessly, that not only the externally perceptible, gross, explicitly perceptible gross objects, but also the internally understood, recognized subtle aspects which constitute subtle body, which also are also elementals, are of the nature of inertness only, and this has been understood with the help of the Shastram and by using one's own reasoning, through reasoning and help of the Shastram. So, akshadau api. பௌத்திகத்வம் அதிஸ்புடம். அதிஸ்புடம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இஸ் அ வெரி கிளியர், டவுட்லெஸ்லி கிளியர். அதிஸ்புடம், ஸ்புடம் இட் செல் மீன்ஸ் கிளியர். அதிஸ்புடம் இஸ் வாட்? எக்ஸ்பிளிசிட்லி கிளியர், டவுட்லெஸ்லி கிளியர், 100% கிளியர். அதிஸ்புடம், வாட் இஸ் புட்டம்? பௌத்திகத்வம் அதிஸ்புடம். பௌத்திகத்வம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தி எக்ஸ்டர்னலி பர்செப்டபிள் கிராஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் எலிமெண்டல்ஸ், டவுட்டே இருக்கக்கூடாது. தே ஆர் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் இன்னர்ட்னஸ். இஸ் அதிஸ்புடம். பட் வாட் இஸ் நாட் அதிஸ்புடம்? வாட் இஸ் அட் ஆல் ஸ்புடம்? இன்டர்னலி ரெக்கக்னைசபிள் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் which call subtle body, they are not atisputam, but still you need to understand what, that they are all elementals. And how do you understand? Shastra yukti bihi, yukti bhyam. There are two things you have to use. One is use, say, your own study, understand them, the study of the shastram. Then yukti, yukti bhyam, yukti means you using your own reasoning. One can understand. It has avadharyatam. Okay. We'll go to the next. Ekadashendriyair yuktya. Ekadashendriyair yuktya. Ekadashendriyair yuktya. Shastrenapyavagamyate. ஷாஸ்திரேனாப்யவகம்யதே யாவத் கிஞ்சித் பவேதேதத் யாவத் கிஞ்சித் பவேதேதத் யாவத் கிஞ்சித் பவேதேதத் இதம் சப்தோதிதம் ஜகத் இதம் சப்தோதிதம் ஜகத். ஏகாதசேந்திரியைர் யுக்த்யா சாஸ்த்ரேணாப்யவகம்யதே யாவத் கிஞ்சித் பவேதேதத் இதம் சப்தோதிதம் ஜகத். Now he is concluding. இதம் சப்த உதிதம், இதம் சப்த உதிதம் ஜகத். வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஜகத் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் என்டையர் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஒன்லி ஒன் திங் கெனாட் பி இன்க்ளூட் இன் திஸ் ஜகத். யூ நோ தட் தி வேர்ட் ஜகத், ஜகத் மீன்ஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், காஸ்மாஸ். What does it include? Everything. Only one thing Jagat does not include. That is you. You alone are excluded from the Jagat. Who are you? You the knower. You the experiencer. You the subject are excluded from the Jagat. In fact, you are not excluded. You are, if you are excluded, Jagat will disappear. You are distinct from the Jagat, which means you cannot be included in the objective universe. The subject is distinct from the object. Therefore, here, Jagat, what is this universe? The objective, the universe. Why universe known by the word Jagat? We had to do one word by word today. Very interesting verses. Why the universe is called Jagat? Because the very word karanapayar, the very word tells why the universe is called Jagat. Vandu povadu Jagat. Agachati gachati. Agachati jagachati. Jayate gachati. Jayate gachati. Jayate gachati. Jayate gachati. Is born, gone. Born, gone. Born, gone. That which keeps on coming and going, coming and going, comes and goes, is Jagat. That's the meaning of the word Jagat. Very word tells you, highly expressive meaning, isn't it? So, this Jagat, யாவத் கிஞ்சித் ஜகத் பவேத் ஏதத் ஜகத் இதம் சப்த உதிதம். Anything and everything, even a little of anything, which is indicated by the pronoun this, not I. Idam shabdam. Idam is what? Idam means this. What is this? It's a pronoun. This pronoun is used to what? To indicate anything. Which this anything and everything must be definitely object indicated by the pronoun. Through the pronoun idam, this comes under the category of the jagat. And how do you understand? Ekadasha indriyehi. How do you know this? How do you know this? Ekadasha indriyehi. Through the perception. No, the world which is known through or perceived through the sense organs. Ekadasha indriyehi. Then yuktya, also through your own logic, reasoning. Shastrena api, through perception, through reasoning, and through with the help of the shastram. There are threefold things help you understand the universe being an object of knowledge. So in this verse, the universe is defined. What is universe? Universe is jagat. That which keeps coming and going is jagat. That which is born, that which keeps on coming and going is jagat, first thing. And this jagat is a word used to mean this cosmos, the universe. And here, all the objects in this external objective universe are indicatable through this word idam, this. And how do you understand, how do you know this world? How do you know that this world is an object of knowledge? This entire world of objects. The world is an object of knowledge. How do you know that? Because through perception, we understand the world is objects of knowledge. The world is object of knowledge. And through reasoning also, we understand the world is object of knowledge. And so study of the Shastram also, you understand the world is object of knowledge. So Shastra Dwara, perception Dwara, Yukti Dwara, through reasoning, through perception, and through study of the with the help of the Shastram, we understand this entire universe being an object of knowledge. And therefore, it is everything here and the entire universe as a whole is indicatable through the pronoun idam, this, not I. Okay, good. Next now. Idam sarvam pura srishta pura srishtehe. Idam sarvam pura srishtehe. Now he's slowly bringing. Good to start teaching now. Already he made it very clear. All these are objects. And all these objects form the constitute the universe. And anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I is an object of knowledge. Especially idam, which you also understood. Now he will talk about this jagat. Now jagat means you don't need to worry about anything. Everything is jagat only. Your body is jagat. Stone is jagat. Your sense organs are jagat. Your mind is jagat. Your memory is jagat. Your ego is jagat. Your buddhi is jagat. I'm repeating purposely. No way. For you to be able to become, your mind is jagat. Your thoughts are jagat. Your cognitions are jagat. Your emotions are jagat. Jealousy is jagat. Hatred is jagat. Okay, I'm just telling you. Jagat means idam. Indicate idam, this, not I. jealousy, hate, ragat, dveshas are jagat. Emotions are jagat. Fear is jagat. Anxiety is jagat. Agitation is jagat. Restlessness is jagat. All the emotions are jagat. Memory is jagat. Buddhi is jagat. Even ahankara is jagat. Even the knowledge I am is jagat. Then sense powers are indri, karmendriyani are jagat, jnanendriyani are jagat, pranas are jagat, physical body is jagat. Not only that, everything and anything external to this physical body is also nothing but jagat. All that is the jagat, jagat. Idam, and that this universe in its entirety is indicatable, indicated through this word idam, this third person singular pronoun, this. Now, idam sarvam pura srishtehe. Idam sarvam pura srishtehe. Idam sarvam pura srishtehe. Yekameva dvitiyakam. I told you in the very beginning, the whole teaching is taken on what? One sentence of Samavediya Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Ekameva Dvitiyam. Is in the very beginning. Now he takes the sentence and picks up. Ekameva Dvitiyakam. Idam Sarvam Pura Srishtehe. Idam Sarvam Pura Srishtehe. Ekameva Dvitiyakam. Ekameva Dvitiyakam. Sadevasi namarope. Sadevasi namarope. Sadevasi namarope. Nastamityarunirvachaha. Nastamityarunirvachaha. Now, in this 19th verse, Vidyaranya Swami introduces the Upanishadic statements. When he says, I am not saying this, I am not teaching here, I am only reproducing the teaching which has been there beginninglessly in the tradition. And that is why we find this teaching I'm going to give you here, already its basis is what? See, no traditional teacher will say, I only discovered it. It's my own invention. I was some new spiritual guru. No, he will say, nothing is mine here, okay? All I only got it from others, I'm giving it to you. So he says, to say this teaching is from the, you know, timeless wisdom passed over through it is the lineage of teaching. Guru Parampara, it is here. And now what is the problem? Now he says, Arunehe Vachaha. Always they quote Mahatma's words, names, okay? Arunehe Vachaha. Words of Arunehe. Aruna. Rishi. And what did he say? What did Arunehe say? Arunehe, Sanna, Haruna is Arunehe. This is what Rishi Arunehe had already said. Namarupe na astam. Namarupe na astam. Asit singular, astam dual. Nama na asit. Rupam na asit. Namarupe nastam. Nasta means not nasta, okay? Delhi nasta. Be careful, huh? Fortunately, I don't know Hindi. And then some of the students in London also, they don't know Hindi. But other people who know Hindi, they have a problem, okay? So, na astam, not there. What was not there? Form was not there, name was not there. Forms and names were not there before. Before means when? Srishtehe pura. Pura srishtehe. Before the creation of this universe. Before the origination of this universe, forms were not there, names were not there. And who says this? Arunehi says this. If forms, names were there, not there means what? whatever is there now was there already. Only form was not there, name was not there. See, when you go to the jewelry shop and you order for the chain, and when you go there was no form, there's no name. There's only some gold lump was there, or biscuit was there. And now when you go and buy, pay after you design and all that, and then comes what? Form and name. You get the name chain, and also there's a form. The same way here, Srishtehe Pura Namarupe Na Astam. Before creation, forms were not there, names were not there. Okay, forms were, but what was there then? Sadeva Asit Sattalon was. Reality in a pure existence alone was. Truth alone was. Reality alone was. Sadeva Asit. Is the reality alone was there. Truth alone was. Means what? In what form? Pure existence alone was. You can't even understand what pure existence means. Pure existence alone was. Sadeva Asit. Reality alone was. Namarupe Sadeva Asit. The Sandhi. So in comes. Namarupe Na Astam. Form and name were not there. Iti Arunehe Vachaha. Thus, what are the words of Rishi Arunehi, son of Aruna? And how alone was there? Again, here is making very clear. Advitiyakam yekameva asit. Sat was there without the namarupa. Sat alone was there. Sat only was there. Secondlessly. Advitiyakam means secondless. Sat alone was there. This one secondless, non-dual reality alone was there. Brahma alone was there. What was there before the creation? Only Brahman was there. Brahman means what? Absolute reality alone was there. And which reality? Only secondless, non-dual, absolute reality, which is of the nature of pure existence, alone was there. Idam sarvam pura srishtehe yekameva advitiyakam sadevasit namarupe na astam iti arunehe vachaha. What does it mean here? Idam asit. This universe was there before as the reality without the form and name. So what do you derive? What is the lesson you derive from here? Which means this universe which you are experiencing now, enjoying now, objectifying now, is not newly created. It is not created. It was already there. But in what form was it there? It was there in the form of reality, pure existence. It was there in the form of existence. Then there were no forms and names. But now what has been created then now? Then what is the creation? Why do you use the word creation? Now the forms and names are there. So what has been newly created? Now you can say, okay, forms have been created. Therefore, names also have been created. No, forms and names also have not been created. Where were the forms and names if they were not created? They were already there. They were already there. How were they? They were unmanifest. The clay alone was, the truth alone was, the names were, forms were, all of them were unmanifest. And the same reality is there now also. The only thing is, and what is creation? Bringing the unmanifest forms and names into manifestation is creation. Is it? Now we can give example. So before the pot has been made, there was a lump of clay. Which means this, now you can look at the pot, you can say what? This pot was already there as pure clay. We look at the pot and say, this pot was there already as pure clay. What does it mean? This pot you are looking at is what now is also clay. Pot is clay. And before also the clay was. You were not created. The pot maker has not created the clay. Pot maker has not created the clay. But we call the pot maker the creator. How can we call him the creator? He has not created the clay. No. He has not created the clay. The clay is already there. And what is this pot? This pot was already there in the form of pure clay. Now what was not there before? Form pot was not there. Therefore the name pot indicating the form pot also were not there. Form and name were not there before. Now what has this pot maker done now? What is his contribution? Can we say that he has created at least the form and name? Can we say at least he has created the form pot? No. The form pot also he has not created. The name also he has not created. How can he can't talk about the name without the form? So form and name were already there. That also he has not created. Then how can you call him a pot maker? We call him a pot maker because he brought the already existing unmanifest form and name into manifestation. All that the pot maker has done is only brought the forms and names which are already there in the clay into manifestation. This bringing the unmanifest form and name into manifestation is creation. Therefore, unmanifest becoming the manifest is creation. And this is why pot maker gets his qualification maker, pot maker status he gets. Qualification he gets. He has not created anything newly. Similarly here, all the forms which you are experiencing now, all the names which you are experiencing, we know now, all these objects were there originally as pure Sat. Before the forms and names were not there. Now forms and names have been brought into manifestation. The forms and unmanifest forms and names becoming manifest from being unmanifest is called creation srishtihi. Atthi has been created here. I'm going to make it very clear. I'm going to introduce the topic. I'm going to again redo it in a different way. Now understand here. So now let us learn this verse. Idam sarvam, this entire universe. Pura srishtehe pura. Srishtehe prak, before the creation, was there, asit. This universe was there before its creation, means it is not created. And it was there as one, undifferentiated. It was there as what? Undifferentiated, secondless, non-dual reality. And the reality, Sat, the pure existence, Brahman alone was there. Forms and names were not there. Nama rupena asit. Iti Arunehe Vachaha. These are the words of Arunihi. This is vision of Arunihi in Chandogya Upanishad. You want reference 6th chapter, 2nd mantra. Okay. Now he is going to teach us. Suppose before what was not there, when everything is there as now, one as one secondless non-dual reality, the differences are not there. No difference. What are the differences? We talk about threefold differences. Swagata bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha. Isn't it? Threefold differences are there. So when reality alone was there, suppose we say pure existence, absolute reality, implied by the word Brahman, which is of the nature of limitlessness, in terms of pure existence alone was there, means, and existence has no swagata bheda, sajatiya bheda, or vijatiya bheda. It's abstract thing. Exist is something abstract. Only you have to understand it, isn't it? Swagata bheda is not there. What is swagata bheda? Internal differences are not there. For example, you can take your own, your individual as you take yourself for example. So you will never forget it. Your head is different from, head is different from hands, hand different from the trunk, trunk is from legs and thighs and every part of the body. There's so many parts which constitute the human physical body, isn't it? And this human it has swagata bheda, internally different, because head is different from every other part. Every other part is different from every other part. Every part is different from every other part, of which all of them form one particular form, isn't it? A human form is one given form, has many, every one given form is constituted of many different parts. Isn't it? Human being means, that human body means many aspects put together is one form. Table means what? Not just only one, just the wood. Wood is one thing, but there's so many parts are there. Legs are there, the flat board is there, chair, like a tree. Tree means so many aspects. What is tree? Can you say just any one part as a tree? Leaf, flower, bud, stamen, petals, branches, trunk, roots. Which is tree? All of them together constitute the tree. Like that, every part is different from every other part within one given form, one given object. And this differences obtaining within any given, one given form, individual form, individual thing is called what? Swagata bhedaha, internal differences. Now, suppose the tree is different from all other plants within its own species also. Suppose that mango tree is different from all other trees, neem tree or any other tree. It's called a difference amidst, not within itself, in its own species, same species. It's called sajatiya bhedaha. So all the human beings belong to one jati, manushya jati. But there again we differentiate what? Asians, Indians, Americans, English. Called what? Sajatiya bheda. Within one group itself, the differences obtaining within one's own species. Animals, all of them, all are one jati, but they, again you differentiate mammals, we differentiate the animals also. It's called sajatiya bheda. Then vijatiya bheda means completely different. The human beings are different from the animals. Animals are different from the human beings. And all of us are different from the plants. It's called vijatiya bheda. These threefold differences. Swagata bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. So difference within one, so in a given species, difference in within a given different form or object, and differences between the two different objects or two different the things of beings of two different species, we call vijatiya bheda. And all these differences are there, are not there on the part of the reality, Brahman, the pure existence. But when the unmanifest forms and names become manifest, then all these differences also come along with these forms and names. As long as these forms and names remain unmanifest, as one undifferentiated reality, then the difference is also not there. And the forms and names, unmanifest forms and names become manifest, then the difference also become manifest. When the forms and names are unmanifest, difference is also not there, means undifferentiated. In unmanifest condition, differentiation also is not there. Therefore, undifferentiated, they remain as one undifferentiated. Is it clear? He's going to say the next sentence. Look at this. Vriksha, now I don't need to tell. He himself explains it beautifully. Vrikshasya swagato bhedaha. Vrikshasya swagato bhedaha. Patra pushpa phaladibhihi. Patra pushpa phaladibhihi. Vrikshantarat sajatiyo. Vrikshantarat sajatiyo. Vijatiya shiladitaha. Vidyanaya Swami gives a beautiful, apt example for us to understand. See, you are not learning anything new here. Already you have heard these things, what I'm teaching here now in the other Upanishads. But repeated listening will clarify the doubts, if at all you had before. You don't have any doubts also, it will confirm, isn't it? What you've already understood. Vrikshasya swagato bhedaha. Vrikshasya swagato bhedaha. Patra pushpa phaladibhihi. Patra pushpa phaladibhihi. Vrikshantarat sajatiyo. Vrikshantarat sajatiyo. Vijatiya shiladitaha. Vijatiya shiladitaha. See, vrikshasya swagataha bhedaha. The tree has, vrikshasya means tree has, swagata bhedaha, internal difference. The difference obtaining within itself. What are they now? Patra, pushpa, phala, adi, bhihi. Patram, leaf. Pushpam, flower. Phalam, fruit. Adi means etc. The tree has different parts, different aspects as its own, you know, things. So the fruit, the leaf, which is a part of a tree, is different from the flower, which is another part of the tree, which is different from the fruit, which is another part of the tree. Different aspects which constitute the tree, but they're all what? Different. Every aspect of the tree is different from every other aspect of the tree. You see where in one given object called a tree, it's called swagata bhedaha. Vrikshasya swagata bhedaha. Patra pushpa phaladibhihi. Now, vrikshantarat sajatiyaha. Now, same tree, when you look at this mango tree as a different tree from another neem tree, Vrikshantarat, one tree is different from the tree of other fruit, isn't it? You know, Vrikshan, from another tree, it is different. Because Sajatiya Bheda also. Or you can say what? One mango tree is different from another mango tree. They both are mango trees, different from another mango tree. This is Sajatiya Bheda. Then Vijatiyat. Now the same Shila Aditaha. Now this tree is a living being. Tree is a living being, an animate being, but is different from inanimate Shila, a piece of stone or rock. A living thing, living being is different from the non-living thing. Is called what now? Vijatiya Bheda. Vijatiya. Vijatiya means difference. Vijatiya Bheda. Being different from another jati. One is a living being. All living beings are different from non-living things. Different jati. So Vijatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Swagata Bheda, all three, four differences. And now, and these three differences are not there on the part of existence, the sat, the reality. He's going to say the next sentence. Tatha sadvastu. I'm going to read these verses again. Now let us see this verse. Tatha sadvastu no bhedatrayam praptam nivaryate. Tatha sadvastu no bhedatrayam praptam nivaryate. Aikyavadharana dvaita. Aikyavadharana dvaita. Pratishedhaistribhih kramat. Aikyavadharana dvaita. Pratishedhaistribhih kramat. So now, does the reality, absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the pure existence implied by the word Brahman, Atma, have these three differences? No. These differences are not there on the part of pure existence Brahman. Is not there. Therefore, Vedatrayam Praptam Nivaryate. It is eliminated. It is removed. Which means, Vastu Naha Vedatrayam Praptam Nivaryate. Vastu is free from differences. But all these differences enjoy their existence in the reality. But reality is free from differences. Where do the differences exist? Are the differences are not there or not? Hey, differences are there. Differences are there. They are empirically real, relatively real. We are experiencing, we are perceiving. That's why we are talking about the difference. The very differentiation is there. The very perception implies what? Differentiation. We differentiate form from sound, sound from form, differentiate every object from every other object. That's why we need five different sense organs. You don't need to differentiate, don't need five sense organs. No? You can see everything through only one sense organ. The very differences are there on the part of the objects. That's why we need five different sense organs to differentiate them. Perception, experience, knowledge, enjoyment means immediately what? The world of objects are different, innumerable, countless. Differences are there. Therefore, but what about the existence? What about the reality? Brahman. Brahman is free from all these three differences. You have to say what? Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahitam, Brahma. சஜாத்திய விஜாத்திய ஸ்வகத பேத ரஹிதம் பிரம்ம. The reality is free from these threefold differences. Why? It is one. It is secondless. It is non-dual. Therefore, it is free from all the differences. Now, Aikya Avadharanam. Aikya Avadharanam. Avadharanam is a beautiful word, okay? Dharanam means holding, retaining in your mind is called Dharanam. Avadharana means ascertaining. So, Aikya Avadharana means ascertainment of the oneness of truth. The reality being one and the only reality, secondlessness, non-duality of the reality, ascertained. How do you arrive at it? It is free from all the differences. Reality is one. How do you arrive at the oneness of the reality? There is no second parallel reality. It is non-dual. How do you arrive at it? Only by negating these threefold differences. Now take for example, here, this existence is one, existence is secondless, ekam, advitiyam. It does not go to consciousness now, okay? Understand everything, existence. Then we'll have some nice story, will come to that point. Is one, secondless. And is the second existence is not there. And existence is one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, there is no swagata bheda. Why is no swagata bheda on the part of existence? It is one. This one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, no swagata bheda. No sajatiya bheda. Why? There is no another existence. We can't say twofold, no, the two existence, you know, two human beings, two men were there, two women were there, two, like that. Can you say two existence were there or two existence are there? No. Secondless. See, one indivisible partless whole, therefore sogata bheda is not there. There's no second existence. You know, it is secondless, advitiyam, therefore no hajatiya bheda. And no vijatiya bheda. There's nothing other than existence. you have to say there's no other, nothing else other than, there's no parallel reality. Nothing other than the thing is there. Therefore, no vijatiya bheda. Because people always like to argue, you know. I can understand sajatiya bheda is not there. Bhagatya Bheda is not there. But can we say Vijatya Bheda? Why? Because there is consciousness and matter too are there. So they want to say that, you know. Because there is Vijatya, consciousness and matter too. Therefore we have to say Vijatya Bheda is there. It is the realities of the nature of consciousness. There is also matter. What about it? Therefore we can talk about Vijatya Bheda. No. There is no matter also. We have to feel, that lesson will keep it for next class. Okay. Next, I had to start again from this verse where I start today. I had to continue. There is no second parallel reality. If at all you want to, even though matter and consciousness are not two, they are not one also. Why they are not one? They are of the nature, two different natures, consciousness and inertness. They are not two. They are not one. But they are not two. Why? Because matter has no independent existence. It's a matter and consciousness are the two orders of the only reality. Therefore, we say mithya. But two satyams are there, you can say vijatiya bheda. Only mithya. Therefore, there is no second. Therefore, here we say, there is no vijatiya bheda also. So, absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the pure existence, implied by the term Brahman, is what now free from these threefold differences. Therefore, nishedaihi, patishedaihi, tribihi, கிரமாத் when you understand how swagata bheda is not there, svijatiya bheda, sajatiya bheda is not there, vijatiya bheda is not there, you arrive at what? Aikya avadharana dvaita pratishedaihi tribihi kramate. You say what now? Aikya avadharanam. Here the reality being one secondless non-dual is this. Oneness of the reality is really confirmed here. Now what he is going to say just introduces this now. Now slowly, very, you see this really, the whole chapter will spoon feed you. Don't need to worry, you know, just be with Vidyarana Swami and he will take care of, he will enter into our, penetrate into our minds, and he will make us really understand. We don't need to work very hard. He is going to say how swagata bheda is not there, how vijatiya bheda is not there, how sajatiya bheda is not there, how it is one, how it is non-dual, how it is secondless. And finally, that Brahman you are, he is going to say that. So already has prepared us by saying what? How body also comes within the realm of elementals. And elementals are what now? Part of Drishya Prapancha, objective universe. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.